Regular meeting for the Hay Center Public Schools Board of Education, May 9th. It's 8 p.m. Roll call.
Aaron.
Here.
Toby's absent. Vicky.
Here.
I'm here. Marion.
Here.
Andrea's absent.
Okay, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Randy, thanks for coming. And of course, we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there. And I think probably first off, we would go ahead and excuse the absence of Toby and Andrea. And did we?
Yeah. Motion to excuse Andrea and Toby.
Oh, second.
Okay. Marion motions to excuse Andrea and Toby from tonight's meeting. Seconded by Vicky. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby absent. Vicky.
Yes.
Dexter, yes. Marion.
Yes.
Andrea's absent.
Okay. Adoption of agenda.
I'll make that motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
All right, we're going to slow down here. Just a little bit. Okay, that changed. Save itself, I go back.
Maybe hit preview.
Return to agenda item.
I think you must have to click on the item.
Yeah, I think. Not taking action. There we go. Okay, who motioned?
I did.
Second by Mary. Motion by Vicky to approve the agenda as presented. Second by Marion. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby absent. Vicky?
Yes.
Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Andrea is absent.
Okay, moving on. We got Randy, Audience Communications.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me come visit with you tonight. I've been visiting with Mr. Mahan and Mr. Primavera about our greenhouse. And as you know, we got a grant to re-roof it and do some things to this greenhouse and move it over to a new location. This spring hasn't been real kind to that greenhouse with all the winds and stuff we've had. And the more I got to looking at it, I started to ask myself the question, what's the best use of the money that we have left? Is it to go ahead and move that and fix it up the best we can, or should we consider another option? And I'll be honest with you, I got mixed emotions about it, honestly, because another option is going to be a lot more money. So anyway, I thought I would hand out what I've got, you can look at it, and really, this is kind of getting your thoughts on whether do we stick with the plan, or should we
explore further another option or not. And like I said, I'm not leaning hard one way or the other, honestly. But I just thought we ought to have that conversation, you know, as we look down the road for things, where's the best place to put the $7,500 I've got left to spend. So let me get you out, and if you want to go over and take a quick peek at the greenhouse so you can see some of the things that I'm talking about, we can sure do that. It's open. So this first part is currently kind of where we're at. So current costs, if we do a refurbish on that greenhouse, are listed right here. And if you got any questions about what some of those things mean, please feel free to ask. And just so you know up front, this greenhouse was never meant to be a production greenhouse. It just wasn't. And I'm sure it was put up because it was cheap and they were trying to be conservative, and I totally understand that. There's no exhaust fan system in there. There's no way to cool things down. Like on Friday, it was 112 on a Friday. And that was with the doors wide open. And so it get the other side of it with no exhaust system in there that causes a problem is like when we had the cold, rainy, wet weather, we lost about 10 flats of plants in there to fungus because there's no way to exhaust the humidity in there when it gets humid like that. So you get both problems going. The cost on these costs, and this is kind of what I had budgeted for in that grant. What this would do for us was it will put what we call a Lexan, which is a hard plastic top on it. It will put an exhaust fan, but it will not put a cooling unit in it. There's not enough money to put a cooling unit. I talked to a greenhouse supply company that I've worked with for years about what would it take to put a cooling pad in the back of this type of greenhouse, and they said you'd have to completely rebuild the back wall. And I said, what are we talking money? And they said $5,000 to do that. So that's really cost prohibitive to me, in my opinion, to put that kind of money in this greenhouse, because we're already going to be looking at $6,000 just to get an exhaust fan and a roof on it. The biggest thing that I have a concern about is when we go to move this. If we take it down piece by piece and rebuild it over there, it will have to be rewired. The wiring that's in there will not be usable again. And part of the reason is when they built that, they put it in plastic conduit instead of aluminum conduit. And that conduit has warped from the heat in there. In fact, tonight I was noticing, and I don't know if it's from the winds we've had or what, but the conduit that runs along the top has pulled apart, so there's wires exposed in there now. And the wires aren't bare, they still have their insulation on them, but if a safety inspector showed up, I don't know where we'd be on that. If we decide to move, my idea right now, and I haven't decided if this will work, is rather than tearing it down piece by piece, is to run 2x10 stringers across the bottom of it and screw them into the sideboards that are going on there, see if we can jack it up and get a low boy underneath there and move it that way in one piece. If we did that, we may not have to do any rewiring on it then, if we did it that way. Whether that'll work coming down off that curb and stuff, that I'm not sure yet. But that's a possibility. So anyway, that kind of gives you some ideas of what it's going to cost to fix this one up. And like I said, we've got $7,500 left in that grant. So that would be covered in this one. The other option, and again, this is a quote from Stuppy Greenhouse Supply, and I said I've worked with them for years. I've built 3 greenhouses through these guys, and they've always been really good to work with. I will tell you up front, they're not the cheapest. They're an expensive company, but their service is always good, and they tend to be there when you need them. And so that I had them do this bid last year when I was doing this grant, because I wanted to see what it was costing. I'll be honest with you, my mouth dropped open when I saw the bid on it, because to build a 25x36-foot greenhouse costs the same now as the 30x60 I built at the school in Imperial in 98. Plus we had a concrete 4-foot in that one, and it costs the same as just the materials for this, so I saw that and I was like, you have to be kidding me. But this would give you, of course, you know, this quote's no longer any good, but I talked to them today, and yeah, there's going to be some change in price because steel prices went way up here lately. And some things, but they, you know, without giving quote official bid, they wouldn't. But this will give you a ballpark idea of what we would be talking about. And so if you want to get an idea of what the look of it would look, the very last page has got the look on it. That's what it would look like. And that's fully Lexan covered side walls, end walls, and top. Now, this is the same greenhouse we built at the School of Imperial. They're going to be replacing the top this summer, and that's the first time they've had to replace it since 1998. And that's through hailstorms and everything. So the stuff, it's pretty tough stuff. Not to say we wouldn't have a hailstorm that would go through it, but I watched golf ball size hail bounce off the top of that several times over there. And so they're pretty tough greenhouses from that standpoint. Now, cost-wise is on your second page. For a 25 by 36, which is the same size as this, the material cost is around $25,000. That's just the material cost. If you had them come up and put it up for you, and this does not include wiring, that's just the construction of it, it's another $20,000. I think if I could convince four or five guys that are pretty good with tools, I think we can build it. My son and I and my wife have tore down greenhouses and moved them and rebuilt them before. I'm no expert at it, but I might even be able to con my son to come in over one day and help him with it. He's built a number of greenhouses before. So I think we could get away from that cost. Now you're going to have it wired by a licensed electrician because it's a public facility, so it's going to have to be a licensed electrician. I'm guessing to wire this greenhouse, you're going to be looking at $5,000 anyway to do that. I think, you know, realistically, by the time you get everything all said and done, to put up a greenhouse like that, I think you're talking $40,000. And that's if we build it. I really think that's where you'll be at by the time it's all said and done. I did ask them about how much more did they think it would cost if we put an additional 6 foot on it and made it a 20 by 42, which this year we were stumbling over things in that greenhouse this year. So an additional 6 foot doesn't sound like much, but as far as our planting stations and stuff would be really helpful. They said that would only increase the cost probably about another $1,500. So if we were to consider going that way, I think it'd be worth going for it too. I think the real question is, do we get some more information and see if this is something that might be viable, or do we stick with that? I guess I'm not really after a decision, yes, let's build a new greenhouse tonight, or no, let's not. I'm saying, should we look more, or should we not? Because that's the ballpark you're going to be in. So that's kind of what, and I'm interested in questions or feedback that you guys have.
What type of revenue do you think, I mean, with that type of setup and what you could do with your in the greenhouse?
Where we're at right now on sales out of that one is $4,300 to this point right now. We've probably got, realistically, we might have another $600 to $700 worth of sales. So $5,000 there. Will the revenues increase largely if we go with this? I don't know that I'd say they'd increase largely. I would be looking at, you should be able to sell $5,000 a year or something like that. So, you know, and most of that's been going into the FFA. We pay the expenses.
Sure.
Most of that goes into the FFA fund. So actually, we haven't used any for FFA. It stayed in the greenhouse fund this last year because we were fortunate enough last year with the bull donated to us and those kind of things that we haven't had to dip into that yet. But we're not going to get a bull donated to us every year, so I'm trying to plan for down the road. That's revenue, right? That's where I think would be $5,000.
I guess my inclination on it would be, you know, even if for some reason we don't utilize the greenhouse down the road, there's some residual value and an opportunity possibly, like I said, for an individual to do something out of there that would have some value. You know, like I said, even if it was a residual value that somebody else was then running a greenhouse, it'd be, wouldn't be a bad facility to have in the community.
You could, that type of facility, the one that's represented here, you could lease that out. That's the exact type of facility that I said we built at Imperial, and that structure is the structure we have for our own personal greenhouse. Now, we do have a poly top on it. That's the other thing. this was never designed for one of the, a poly is when you've got two layers of plastic, well, that's what they call a poly top. This structure was never designed for that because it comes to that gabled roof. And if you walk over there, you'll see we've got holes this big around where it goes over those gables. We tried to duct tape them. I've been holding my breath for the last month that we didn't lose that whole thing. But that'll be taken care of anyway if we decide to stay with the plan. We're just going to go to a hard top, so that part would be. But as far as being able to lease something like that out, even if we fix it, that would be, because you're not going to have a cooling pad with it. And if you're going to do commercial production long term, you need a cooling unit in it.
This one didn't have a cooling unit?
This one does. Yeah, that's completely the cooling.
Okay,
unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was this quote?
February of last year.
February.
So it's
oh,
over
yeah.
Year
February
old,
19th,
so,
yeah.
You know, it'll be more expensive now.
Hmm.
And I guess that's what I need to find out from you guys. Do you want me to have them quote one and see what it's going to cost? Is that worth pursuing or not? That's really what I'm looking for. Because the other thing that I would suggest is we put this one on eBay and see if you can sell. You're not going to get much out of it. I'll tell you right now, as a commercial greenhouse producer myself, I wouldn't give you more than $1,500 for it, the way it sounds. It wouldn't be worth more than that. So you're not going to get a lot of income out of selling that one. But if somebody's going to give
you... Is it possible, I think you and I talked about this, is it possible to get another type of grant of some sort to help with a new one if we would?
I can look into that and see if it is. The other thing, you know, there's always the possibility to solicit donations and go back to Monsanto. There's two other things we got to talk about to just be aware of, is if we were to decide to go this kind of a route, we got to go back to commissioners. Because that now becomes a more permanent type structure than this was. So we would have to go back to the commissioners. I don't foresee them saying they'd have a problem with it, but I don't know. They legally would have to look into that and see what that means. So, you know, that's one of the big things that we have to do is make sure that that's still okay with them to do that. Because this type of a structure, you're gonna set the posts in concrete. Now that doesn't mean it can't be moved, because we just moved 4 years ago, just moved a 30 by 90 greenhouse that we pulled all the posts up out of the ground with concrete on them and moved it. It's a pain in the butt, but it can be done.
Randy, have
you worked with Earl May? Just on plants, nothing else.
I mean, since Earl May has ties to Hayes County,
sure.
I know we threatened when we got this one, we talked to him, or I think Moore contacted him. Didn't get anything out of them, but it might be worse, you know, if they would.
You don't know if you don't ask.
That's right. And while he's got ties to Hayes County, I would think he would want to do something on the chance.
And I can go back, and I've got to go back to Monsanto too and say, this is what we're thinking. First of all, is that okay if we would decide to do that? Is it okay if we switch the money into putting it into that kind of a facility first? So I happen to have an okay on that. We just can't do it without their okay because they gave it to us. But that's the other thing, is to ask them, so is this worth applying for another grant on top of that? I don't know, we'd get a $25,000, might get a $10,000, but that would be a good chunk.
Do you have a deadline on this grant?
Well, their grants are all due April 15th, so we've missed it for this year.
Okay, but for using the money from...
Oh, no, I have an extension until next April to use this money. I did call him and contact him and say, I just told him, I said, we didn't have time to get moved this fall for anything else.
Well, the alumni bank was coming up, that might be a good time to start putting it out.
And that's kind of what Juanita is building, one of these at their school, and it's a 20 by 42. And they pretty much raised the money for it. I know the FFA's come up with $20,000. I think a lot of that was just straight donations to the FFA for it. So I know they come up with a lot of community dollars. Of course, they've got a lot more people to work with, too. But
I think it'd be worth looking into.
Okay. Well,
does that take, what all, how much concrete is it just concrete for posts, or do you have to have footings, or?
We just, what we did, the ones that we built, is we just dug a 2 foot by about 12 inch hole, yeah. Stuck the post in it, filled with concrete.
Really?
The biggest thing on it is making sure that you get them to set straight.
Yeah.
Because if they're set crooked, then you got a pain. But that's the biggest, is getting the uprights to set straight on there.
Huh.
So, and you know, the several of the schools have put concrete floors in there. It's nice. Is it necessary? No, because you're talking another, if you go 20 by 42 concrete that's even 3 inches thick, you're talking $7,000-$8,000 to do that. Yeah, it's nice for cleanup and that. But like most commercial greenhouses don't put concrete in there. They can't afford to. We don't have concrete in ours. Ours is the same thing. This is, we've got the black weed barrier rolled down, and that's a vulnerable situation. Other questions? What? If that's what I'm hearing the direction is, I'll go ahead and get an official quote from Stuffy's and maybe bring that back at the, I gotta see if I'm gonna be here at the June meeting. But I can get to you guys to look at it. So I will do that. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Randy. We have anything for the services report of any kind? Everything okay? What about committee reports? Andrea sent an email out about the interview for the economic development. I'm busy that day. I don't know if, did you? Okay.
Oh, Wednesday, excuse me.
Yeah, Wednesday. Okay, well, good. Administrative report.
Very briefly, I've got just a couple things. Just got it put together today. I'm sorry to get it for the actual agenda. Just wanted to go real quick. We're looking at the schedule part.
That's so, fine.
Okay. The school day, because you know we went through all that stuff with Rule 10 beginning of the year. We were behind on not the actual number of minutes, but it was minutes per class and all that stuff. Anyway, this is what we're gonna have to do. To fulfill Rule 10, we're not adding a whole lot. It looks probably a little closer to last year than this year, but we've simply got no other option except to add these minutes. So we'll start at 5 till 8, and we'll be done at 3:35. That will get us a little bit late to Maywood for practice, but that's just the way it's going to be. We'll get there, and we'll just have to make do. We have started to, I messed with it for like 3 hours trying to get the class schedule. I've got one, and again, you're all invited to that. I also put on here, third thing there, this handout, Bright Bites is a company that the ASU, I don't know if you call it hired or whatever, that sort of takes an inventory of all the schools in our ESU and what their technology, how the school, the parents, kids, teachers perceive the technology. And they gave us a presentation. We did the survey back in March with our students and teachers and then compared it to what we did a year ago, which is the first time they've ever done it. And then I just took some information that they sent me that I thought was interesting. The change was a growth in the skills that they found. Significant was in the teacher online, and I think that's got a lot to do with having more time available for them to actually use it. I think the ESU is pushing a lot with the Google Hangouts and all that stuff. I don't know how many people are doing that, but we now have to use a lot of this to stay in touch through the ESU. But anyway, you can read that on your own. I did think one of the interesting things was down at the other, the foundational skills that kids themselves they felt less comfortable emailing than and creating spreadsheets. I can see the spreadsheets, that's more school. Kids don't email anymore. They don't know how to email, they don't do it. And I thought that's interesting. Our teachers felt much more comfortable and the kids don't. And then the last thing here, I think is a credit to our school system, Dr. Mahan, the board, that we have almost all of the teachers think we have excellent or above average, very good internet speed, which is not the way it was last year when I was here. I heard complaints about that all the time. So we have improved that, and I think Brett's done a good job on getting that set up for us, and Dr. Mahan pushing that to make sure that we did. So anyway, I don't want to read stuff that you can read. I did get information on, late last week, it might have been Thursday, Friday, that Maywood has hired, I'm assuming you all knew that Jeff Ellis took a new job at Southern Valley. Our old basketball coach at Maywood, they just hired, they have the basketball coach, and again, we're going to figure out how we're going to do this down the road, but the guy's name is Joe Spangler out of Kansas. He's their new PE teacher. I've not met him. He's coming over week from today, Monday. He's going to come over. I'm going to talk to him, meet him. He'll meet the kids. I guess our three boys or whatever we have to play. So again, frankly, it's not ideal. You know, you'd like to hire your own basketball coach, but they had one teacher opening, and this is what we got. And I hope, like I said, I've never met him. Jason's comfortable with it. I'm not saying, we'll see how it goes. And we'll do with what we got. We'll do as best we can. I know I feel a little more comfortable knowing Jason is not going to be coaching basketball next year. He has been a head basketball coach before several years, but he's going to be right there with the guy. And I've got Jason to say he will help if we get in that situation. It's not going very well. So, like I said, I don't think it's the best. It's not perfect, but it's something we're going to have to work with.
Jason, he was an assistant coach last year, right?
What's that?
He was an assistant coach
He's new. He's from Kansas.
No, Jason.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes,
he was. But he's not going
He's not. He's now taken over K-12 principal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the new super over there is a interim. What's her name? I can't remember her name. You guys knew her. I think I mentioned her before. Well, maybe I didn't tell you guys. From Hitchcock County, she was a teacher. Kate Repest knows her. Everybody knows her.
She was retired, living on McCook.
Yeah. Everybody knew her and said she'd be.
She taught in Hitchcock County.
I think so. That's the impression I got. When I get it, I'll email you guys the name.
Is she a lady. In McCook now?
No, I think she was retired, right? Mm-hmm. I think she was retired. Came back on an interim basis. Oh, rats. I'll shoot you guys emails tomorrow. You guys will know her, apparently. I'd never heard of her, but I'm not from here. So, but everybody said she'll be good. Jason's excited about it. Somebody to work with. And so, anyway, that's where we are. I think that's all I've got. If you got any questions.
Sounds good. Good evening. Kind of going down the list. Food prices, we need to go up a nickel. It's kind of a have to. By the formula, so all meals will go up a nickel for next year if you approve it tonight. Your student section, they asked about whether it would be changing policy. There will be some policy changes in the student section based on NSAA this spring, and we can look to some changes in the student policy this summer or next fall. So it's not there yet, but the changes are in the pike, as you're aware. On technology, we have 16 teachers. Our computers are fairly old, so we have 16 teachers for computers. Mr. Primavera and then Michelle Laps has been having trouble with hers. So that's the 18 computers that I'm presenting for you to approve tonight. And Rhett and I like the 650 model. It's a little bit faster, and the total bill is only another $140, I believe. And you have the furnaces and one air conditioning to update in the old elementary building to the tune of $8,620. That's on your agenda for consideration. and he has the final windows in the fourth grade. I think I told you that this year the wind blew a candle out with the windows closed, all the wind coming through there for $645. You've got the course schedule. It would help my family, and I think even Jeannie Bishop said it would help her if you move the June board meeting to June 6th if you can. Then we have all the teacher contracts are back, so we're all 100% locked down. And I got to have my knee worked on this summer, so I'll be doing that job.
All right. Thank you. Moving on, we get consent agenda.
I would move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the consent agenda. Second by Aaron. Toby's absent. Vicki?
Yes.
Yes. Marion?
Yes.